Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 83 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Recent flash flooding has damaged Moorhead's downtown police station.
Kentucky's teacher shortage is affecting eastern Kentucky counties.
The 139th annual Fancy Farm Picnic is just days away.
A Winchester man is behind bars following a four-mile chase with police.
In sports, MSU softball has signed five new players for the 2020 season.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight a 10% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 65. Thursday, 20% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63, chance of precipitation is 10%. Friday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 84.
Recent flash flooding damaged Moorhead's downtown police station, which officials say reiterates the importance of building a new facility. Flooding last week caused around $100,000 in damages to roads and tiles across the county and also entered the hospital and conference center downtown. Moorhead Mayor Laura White Brown says so far the city has seen around $50,000 in damages.
They had significant flooding, which has caused some air quality issues and additional mold issues. So the dispatch center has been relocated to the top level of their building. Cost a good amount of money to move their equipment upstairs. But also to put the safety measures that they need as far as doors buzzing in and out and double locks and entry access.
The city council is set to choose an engineer for the new police and fire station project at its regular monthly meeting in August.
Officials with area radio station WMOR are hoping to be back to a clear signal in a few days. The station's transmitter site was struck by lightning this week and causing a weak transmission since. Randy Stacy is the assistant COO for WMOR.
Expected to be back in from where it's being worked on the next day or so, and certainly back up by the first of the week. It was, it was just lightning got in. Actually, got into it at Dittany Ridge, which is a midpoint between West Liberty and Moorhead.
Stacy says they're still waiting on some equipment to deal with the issue, but they've managed to somewhat improve the signal already.
Kentucky's teaching shortage is having an effect on several counties throughout eastern Kentucky. Even though Carter County schools have been consistently high-performing in recent years, the district isn't immune from the problem. Carter Superintendent Ronnie Dotson says he still has positions that haven't been filled for the upcoming year.
We do still have some open positions. We are finding particularly hard to fill our science position, so we have one actually. Both middle schools have a science position open.
Dotson also says he has had to recruit retired teachers to return to the classroom for other positions that may have gone unfilled otherwise. If a qualified applicant isn't found soon, he says he may have to do the same thing for the two science positions.
Boyd County and the city of Ashland are considering parting ways on tourism. WMKY's Lucia Henneberg has the story.
The Ashland-Boyd County Tourism and Convention Bureau is funded by a 3% transient tax on area motels in the city and county. Last year, the tax brought in more than $66,000 from city hotels and $217,000 from county properties. Boyd County placed a legal notice saying it plans to propose a Boyd County Tourist and Convention Commission. The legal notice said the county was declaring an emergency so as to permit two readings of the ordinance on the same day. Boyd County Judge Executive Eric Cheney tells the Daily Independent there were concerns from people that didn't feel the county was getting a fair representation from the existing Tourism Bureau. Ashland Mayor Steve Gilmore says the split isn't the right thing to do. For WMKY News, I'm Lucia Henneberg.
It's been 1 month since the Black Jewel Coal Company filed for bankruptcy, leaving miners without paychecks or job security. The Eastern Kentucky Concentrated Employment Program is helping those miners and others find jobs in new fields. Executive Director of EKCEP Jeff Whitehead tells WYMT the vision of the organization is to provide miners with as many options as possible to get them back on their feet.
They deserve it. They need it. There is plenty of opportunities for them to retrain, and we're here to help them. You know, we get the skill set there, and now we start having people like Dash Corps and other companies come.
EKSIP will be hosting two job fairs next month, one at the Letcher County Recreation Center on August 20th and one at the Harlan Center on August 21st.
The Kentucky Public Service Commission is now taking comments on controversial changes made to the payment system for solar energy producers this year. WUKY's Josh James has details.
The PSC has opened a case for Kentucky's new net metering law, which could result in less credit for solar customers who produce excess energy and sell it back to utility companies. The original statute provided credits at the full retail rate, but companies argued that did not take into account the extra costs utilities incur in maintaining the grid. Bill sponsor, Senator Brandon Smith.
We have to have the grid in order to make it work. Solar on your home, if you're standalone, is great, but if you want to mesh back in the system, we need the utilities.
But solar backers say the change could deal a blow to a renewables industry still getting its footing in the state and ensure utilities maintain a monopoly. The change puts state regulators in charge of setting reimbursement rates for solar customers. Written comments in the proceeding are due by September 20th. The PSC will conduct a hearing to receive comments in person at 9 a.m. on October 1st at the PSC offices in Frankfort. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
The 139th annual Fancy Farm Picnic is just days away. The picnic includes a high-profile guest list, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Governor Matt Bevin, and Attorney General Andy Beshear. It features barbecue, politics, and it benefits St. Jerome Catholic Church. With the event being open to the public and including big names, law enforcement has a plan in place to ensure safety. Graves County Sheriff John Hayden tells WPSD his department will have a very large presence at the picnic, and Kentucky State Police will also be there to make sure nothing gets out of hand for the crowd filled with differing opinions.
Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell is firing back at a nickname coined by MSNBC host Joe Scarborough, Moscow Mitch. The name took off on Twitter yesterday morning after Scarborough's comments. The Republican majority leader ended up launching a rebuttal from the Senate floor.
These people have worn out the volume knobs so badly that they have nothing left but the most unhinged smears. Welcome to modern-day McCarthyism.
The dust-up comes in the wake of McConnell's move blocking Democratic-backed election security legislation last week.
One of Kentucky's longtime Republican state senators has come out in support of Andy Beshear for governor. Dan Syme has represented the Commonwealth's 38th District since 1995. Syme's support was announced in a video posted to Beshear's Twitter page this week.
This is not about partisan politics. This is about who's going to lead this state in the next 4 years. Today we have a governor who has failed miserably in the pension issue and has spent the last year running around the state insulting everyone, including the four teachers in my family.
Last week, Syme did vote for Governor Bevin's bill to give quasi-governmental groups such as local health departments and regional universities relief from higher pension costs.
Governor Matt Bevin says suicides are part of the societal cost related to casino gambling. WMKY's Lysia Henneberg has more.
The comments came during an interview on WKDZ in response to his opponent's support for expanded gambling in the state. In the interview, Bevin says every night somewhere in America, someone takes their life in a casino because they've wasted their last semblance of dignity and hope they had. Democratic challenger Andy Beshear wants to push for expanding gambling as a revenue resource to support chronically underfunded public pension systems. Bevin says the revenue generated would not come close to fixing the state's pension woes and says there's no political appetite for expanding gambling in the state. For WMKY News, I'm Lucia Henneberg.
A Winchester man has been arrested following a four-mile chase with police. The Winchester Sun reports 39-year-old Christopher Wells faces several charges, including reckless driving, driving on a suspended license, and fleeing or evading police. The chase began on Kidville Road when Wells allegedly attempted to speed off after spotting the cruiser driving at speeds over 85 miles per hour. Wells eventually missed a turn, sending the bike into a field. Wells attempted to flee on foot before being caught. He told police after his arrest he fled because he thought there were warrants for his arrest. That turned out to not be the case. Wells is lodged in the Clark County Detention Center. And taking a look at sports this afternoon, the Morehead State University softball team has signed five new players for the 2020 season. WMKY's Ty Martin has more.
Two of the newcomers are transfers, while three wrapped up their prep careers this past season. all have completed admission requirements or inked letters of intent. The newcomers are Addie Nicholson, a transfer from Slippery Rock, Maddie Cutwall, transferring from Waubonsie Community College, Carolyn Alensic of Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania, Taylor Ray of New Albany, Ohio, Kyria Kingery of Ona, West Virginia. This group joins the other set of five signees from the fall. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tom Martin.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks dropped as Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell dampened hopes for further rate cuts later this year. The Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 333.75 at 26,864.27. The S&P 500 was down 32.8 at 2980.38, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 98.2 at 8175.42. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 25 basis points, which did match market expectations, and the central bank cited global developments along with muted inflation as reasons for easing monetary conditions. However, the Fed Chairman Powell told reporters in a news conference following the rate decision that the central bank's cut was a mid-cycle adjustment, hinting that further rate cuts later this year are not a sure thing. These comments sent equities to their lows of the day, led by momentum stocks such as Microsoft and Amazon. The U.S. dollar also hit its highest level in more than 2 years against a basket of currencies. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield jumped above 2.07% before falling back to finish around 2.02%. Apple reported earnings yesterday afternoon after the close, and they beat on both revenues and actual earnings per share, and this sent the stock up 5% today. The company also issued better-than-expected revenue guidance for the fourth quarter. Nearly 60% of S&P 500 companies have reported earnings so far. Of those companies, 76% have posted stronger-than-forecast quarterly profits. 76% have posted stronger-than-forecast quarterly profits, according to FactSet. In the commodities markets, oil finished down today only 0.8% at $57.98 a barrel. Gold was down 1.2% at $1,418.40 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were pretty quiet, with the Stock 600 index up 0.2%. In Asia, stocks were weak, with the Nikkei down 0.7% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 1.3%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down 30 cents at $42.29, Lowe's down 2.36 at $101.41, Delta Airlines down $1.63 at $61, Marathon Petroleum down 60 cents at $56.45, PPL down 8 cents at $29.64, and Valvoline was down 13 cents to finish at $20.16. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Taking a quick look at your region's weather, tonight a 10% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with low around 65. Thursday, 20% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63, chance of precipitation is 10%. Friday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 84.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.